So not long ago, I found a useful chart on Slate.com, a Mideast friendship chart. It connected 13 nations, including the U.S., as well as non-state actors like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and showed who's friends, who's enemies, and where it's complicated. Helpful when trying to make sense of a region with a lot of conflict, not to mention strange bedfellows. In Lebanon, for example, the military has fought for years against producers of illegal drugs, mostly hashish. But now the two sides have a common enemy, ISIS militants from across the border with Syria. Here's more from reporter Rebecca Collard.
Ali Nasri Shamis opens the door of his factory in the village of Boudeh, in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Inside, workers, faces covered with scarves, sift through huge mounds of dried cannabis, separating stalks from leaves amid a cloud of dust and the din of processing machines. This is 3 tons, Shamis tells me, smiling. 3 tons of hashish. Shamis has been a wanted man for 35 years. But now he parades proudly in front of the camera in his thigh-length leather jacket. Hash cultivation has long been a big source of income for these communities in the Bekaa Valley near the Syrian border, and their product is world-renowned. Of course, not everyone's a fan. For years, the Lebanese government leaned hard on the Bekaa Valley's drug trade. In 2007, it sent the army to destroy cannabis plants in Boudeh. And that's when Shamis and 50 other men took up arms to defend their crops. Shamis pulls out one of 2 AK-47s he keeps in his truck. That year we were sitting on our land, he says. All of a sudden we see the army rolling in. We take our weapons, rifles, Doshka machine guns, and RPGs. We hit them with everything. Shamis says the show of force scared off the military. The army has been back, but the last time was 2012. With Syria's chaotic civil war pushing up against Lebanon's border, the army now has more pressing concerns, including jihadis capturing and killing Lebanese soldiers. That means the Lebanese army and the hash growers are now confronting the same enemy. Shamis is ready to defend his land because ISIS has also been targeting marijuana crops in Syria.
Some marijuana or weed.
This ISIS video shows gun-toting militants destroying shoulder-high stocks of cannabis plants. This is very popular in America and Europe, one of the militants says. Shamis's factory is just 30 minutes from the Syrian border, and many in the area are fearful the jihadis are coming to the valley. But if they do, Shamis says he's ready. This is for ISIS and Nusra Front, he says, showing off a 2-foot-long machete blade. And his threat is backed up by more than just machetes. Shamis's arsenal of mounted machine guns, mortars, and rocket-propelled grenades is now ready to be turned against the jihadis. In some places, the fight is already on. In October, when the militants attack a village between Boudeh and the Syrian border, hash farmers joined in to defend it. Among them was this man, who asked to be called Abbas. I joined the other men going to defend the village, Abbas says. Their goal is to put fear in the hearts of people. But for us, ISIS is nothing. Abbas, Shamis, and many of the other hash dealers are experienced fighters. Most were militiamen in Lebanon's 15-year sectarian civil war. We fought everyone, Shamis says. The communists, Israel, Hezbollah, the Syrians. But unlike Lebanon's well-established militias, the hash growers say they aren't aligned with any sect or political party. And Shamis says his fight is no longer just about protecting his hash business. We support every village in Lebanon, Shamis says. Christian, Sunni, Shia, whatever they are, will defend them against these terrorists. For now at least, the weapons of these drug lords and the Lebanese army are pointed in the same direction, against the jihadis. But hash remains illegal here, so it's likely only a matter of time before the adversaries resume their battle against each other. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.
And if you're curious what making 3 tons of hash actually looks like, we've got photos from Ali's factory at Not so fast, everyone, at PRI.org.